What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
People need advice. Kevin in Nashville. Hello, Kevin. You have, as we said, Kevin's conundrum. What's going on?
So how's it going, Free Beer and Hot Wings? I recently caught my brother's wife having an orgy.
How does one catch your brother's wife having an orgy and then say it so casually? I recently got into bird watching.
Were you invited to the same orgy and then you got there and that's how you caught her?
So unfortunately, no. Otherwise, it would have been a great time. But long story short is, so there was a party my brother invited me to. And so I waited, till 9-10 o'clock to show up. Party was still going on. And so I show up and say what's up to my brother, and about 20 minutes, 30 minutes in, I step outside to smoke a cigarette, and I step out onto the back porch, and you can see like all the windows and doors, like upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, okay.
So I happen to look up, and door wide open, and his fiance, three dudes and another chick were just going at it. And so my brother is a complete douchebag. Should I tell him about this?
I'm assuming based on this that your brother was not one of the three dudes, right?
No, he was not. Okay. He was downstairs drinking.
Just wanted to clarify.
Pretty clueless, that's for sure.
I mean,
maybe not though.
Maybe he knows.
Yeah, maybe that's
their deal.
Yeah, yeah, they could
maybe
be open.
Yeah, is that possible?
So from what I know about my brother, I don't think he's into that.
Okay, maybe you should just ask him. That's a good way to broach the topic. Like, hey, bro, ever think about being in an open relationship?
Good icebreaker.
And then he'd be like,
"Your thoughts on orgies?"
No, I never even thought about that. What's the ideal number of girl to guy ratio in a 5-person sexual band? Do you think three
for
guys?
For me, it would be three girls and two guys.
Okay. Well, I didn't think you'd have an answer for that. It was more for hypothetical to give to your brother. But thank you for checking in.
But you could lead off with that. Like, hey, I was just thinking, if I was in an orgy, I'd like to have three girls and two guys. What would you like? And let's say one of them was your fiance.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get her in here. And
what do you
see
think she'd like?
What if she would think that's fun?
Because I have a really good idea of what she'd like.
I think you got to tell your brother. I mean, like, do you think he's a douchebag like you hate him, or you just think he's kind of a butthole?
So basically, like, ever since we were growing up, I'm the older brother, but like I would do something for him and he would like kind of look the other way and treat me like, I didn't care. And, I can just go sit off inside the road and live by myself and, that kind of person.
Okay. That's weird.
So you guys weren't close.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
He invited you to that party where his fiance was having sex with everybody.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Sounds like he's thinking of you now.
Sounds like you could have gotten in on it if you weren't so busy smoking.
Yeah.
Well, I'm already married, so I'm a loyal person, so I'm not going to,
Okay.
If I wasn't married, I would have been partaking, believe me.
Because you're into his fiance?
Into his wife? His fiance is good looking.
I mean, she's not bad looking, but I mean, she could use maybe, a Brazilian butt lift or something. But
okay. Well, it seems like everything's going great.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think you should probably.
Okay, what should he do? Should he tell? Hot
yes.
Wings? Kelly?
I think you gotta, I'd tell my brother.
Steve?
For sure.
I would have told the minute that I would have run back inside and be like, get out of here, check this out.
I would have gone upstairs.
Maitland?
Yeah, you should tell him.
Man, I guess you got to tell him, Kevin.
Kevin, you got to call us back. Well, good luck. Tell us how your brother took that news.
A lot of people are certain he won't believe you.
Yeah.
Or it'll be your fault.
Or it'll be something he knows about. And yeah. You know?
Yeah, he may be embarrassed because...
The funny thing is, I kind of figured he wouldn't believe me, so I actually caught a picture of it.
Stop it. I think that's a crime.
Send
him.
Don't send it. That's a crime for sure.
Sending it
would definitely be a crime.
We need to confirm what's going on here.
No, we
blur the bits.
All right. Yeah, you gotta tell
him. Come on, we're all adults here.
You should have told him when it was happening. You didn't, but you should tell him now.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, good luck.
Just send him the picture.
We're going to need a report back.
Yeah.
I will give you that report.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
We'll talk to you in an hour.
You think he's going to do it right now?
Better.
Let's conference
probably.
Him in.
I mean, they might live in the same house. Who knows?
That's what Steve wants for his birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Lorenzo in Grand Rapids. Hello, Lorenzo.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Wondering about my three jobs I have, technically. I have two limo jobs on the weekend I do, and then my first shift job driving semi-truck.
Okay.
I wonder if I should quit the semi-truck driving and then go to the limo driving.
Do you own the limo company?
No, I do not. Driving it.
Which one do you like doing more, and which one pays better?
Well, it's hard to tell. But driving the semi doesn't pay much per hour. Should pay more, but it doesn't. And there's a few celebrities I was able to get to drive recently that I could have. I missed the chance of driving Joe Coy around.
Okay.
And I already had a different run. And then just two weekends ago, come to find out it was Eminem's daughter that got married. I was her driver.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. But it's hard to tell which one gets paid more. Why is it hard to tell? Do they not tell you how much they pay?
I get paid hourly at the limo job. It's $16 an hour only because I have a Class C for them. I can't drive a passenger's more than 14. But I gotta go. I'm gonna go get my passenger endorsement road test done so I can get paid more. But just for one job alone, it was a one day. It was supposed to be 1 hour long, but they ended up extending it till 2 a.m. I ended up getting an $800 tip in cash and a fifth of Jim Beam.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Hmm. Yeah.
But are you going to get limo if you quit your regular during the week job? Is there a lot of call for limo rides in the area during the week?
Especially during the summer. Oh, yeah. So a lot of people getting married. And
like on Wednesdays?
Nowadays.
Yeah.
That brings up one place I drive for, Affordable Limo. They've got 200 employees at least, and hundreds of vehicles to go out every week.
All right. Well, then go for it.
Every weekend they're busy.
It sounds like your heart already knows which one you want.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd rather drive a limo and maybe possibly have famous people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I want the coin flip to decide for me.
But you... All right.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like you already know, but heads, you do the one you've already decided on, and tails, you keep doing the one you don't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tails, keep your trucking job.
In your face, stupid.
Should have listened to our advice.
Dummy.
Our advice was follow your heart, and you're like, no, let me throw that coin. Boom. Wage slave.
Yep, coins don't lie. Drive that truck.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
Can't hardly tell which one makes more. There's got to be a way.
Yeah.
It's like the law.
That question.
It's like the law. They have to tell you.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979. Listen to this one. I'm a 26-year-old female, and my boyfriend is 26 and a male. We've been dating for 3 years. We were having a nice evening. It's close to 1 a.m., and he said, hey, will you make me some noodles? I dropped the pot of noodles as I was trying to strain them and covered myself in boiling hot water.
Oh, no.
I have never been in so much pain in my entire life.
I'll bet not.
My left foot and my right hand are still burning, and it's been a couple of hours. His only reaction was to say, are my noodles okay? He didn't even ask if I was okay. I was in so much pain and unable to clean up the mess. I asked him to help me clean, and he just threw a paper towel on the ground and said, you got it, right? I'm in agonizing pain. My skin is still burning, and his only response is, you get like this when you drink.
You mean like hand slippy?
I had had two glasses of wine. I'm not intoxicated. The pot slipped because I was wearing oven gloves. I'm so hurt by the fact that he didn't even care about how badly burned I was. I don't know what to do. I feel like he's narcissistic sometimes. You think so? I feel like you're onto something.
I mean, certainly selfish.
Also,
or clueless.
Okay, if he's saying, will you make me noodles at 1 a.m., that's already the evidence you need that he's a selfish butthole. What, did your hands fall off at midnight? Make your own noodles. It's making noodles.
Yeah, that's not hard. Hey, can you make me that one thing that I have no idea how you do it, but it's great?
And you were doing something nice for him, and he wasn't even gracious.
She might not have been intoxicated, but he was probably blotto.
Yeah.
Useless.
Yeah. Move on.
He's just got noodles in his eyes.
That guy sucks.
He just loves those noodles.
A lot of people think the guy from Nashville whose brother was having an affair sounded like Kenneth the Page from 30 Rock.
I don't remember.
It was pretty.
I guess, when I read it at the time,
he sent it to Maitland directly.
Nice. Maitland, send it to the rest of us.
Yeah, she's been staring at it.
Well, she's looking at it because she's keeping it up on her computer so people walking by in the window can see it like we talked about before.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save